Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So I'm on the phone with a guy named Mark Malkoff, who is an author of a new book called Love, Johnny Carson. And Mark is a friend of mine that goes all the way back to high school. And Mark, first of all, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thanks so much, Gavin.
And it's good to hear from you too. And I am so proud of you for doing this. I'm proud of like every single person from our high school that has gone on. Like you could kind of tell, like a Stephen King novel. Like you could always kind of tell like who had trajectories and who was going to do something. And every single one of those people that reached, you know, their potential and actually lived out stuff that is notable and awesome, I'm so proud of them. Like, even if I didn't get along, but like, we know mutual people though in your class, cause you're a little bit older than me and my class that have gone on to like really cool stuff from our high school that was pretty small.
Yeah, I graduated with 160 people. I mean, it is unbelievable when you think about some of the people have done from Hershey. It's been fun to follow people's career.
Do you remember Craig Bauer?
Of course.
Craig's like a big like camera operating assistant director muckety muck in Hollywood.
Dang, good for him.
Like if you look him up on IMDb, like he's worked on like huge stuff.
That's fantastic. I mean, I love the ambition. You know, I just knew from when I was really small, I wanted to work in TV and work in entertainment, and people have been just so nice to give me employment.
So now let's talk about this book. Johnny Carson. As long as I've known you, the book is Love, Johnny Carson. You have been a late night television fanatic.
Yeah.
So first of all, talk about where did that start?
It really started with my dad getting me into comedy at a young age. I was just obsessed with late night comedy, Letterman, Johnny Carson, and just all the comedians that would go on, like Rodney Dangerfield and Don Rickles. Saturday Night Live, for sure. I would drive from Hershey, Pennsylvania to, I'd go to New York and camp out overnight for tickets at SNL. And it was all about comedy. But Johnny Carson was always someone that I had so many questions about. There, for that guy that was that famous for 30 years with longevity, there was such shockingly little information about what went on behind the scenes. And it was just my curiosity that led me to do this.
And it also seems like whenever we see Johnny Carson personified in other forms of entertainment, like the example that, you know, comes to mind most recently was the Oscar nominated movie Saturday Night that came out last year. One of my favorite movies of the year. And, and Johnny Carson's not a, he's not somebody you see in the movie, but you hear his voice. Mm-hmm. Did you see the movie?
I did. Yeah. Jason Reitman. Yeah, that was a fun movie. It looked really, really well. The actors were great.
Yeah.
I mean, they definitely bent the truth a lot.
They did.
But it was still really fun. Yeah, it was just... The thing with Saturday Night Live is that they really did have the full support of NBC and the network. And Johnny Carson was very supportive of Saturday Night Live. And he was the one that greenlit SNL. He didn't want reruns of The Tonight Show on Saturday nights. And Lorne Michaels and Dick Ebersole sat down with Johnny. And Johnny just wanted to make sure they weren't going to copy his formula. And, he couldn't have been on better terms with SNL in the beginning. Things changed and caused him to retire because he hated the sketches with Dana Carvey. But in the beginning, he was fine with the show.
So when he's in that movie personified as somebody who hated Saturday Night Live and hated his existence and only used it as a football, none of that was true.
No, I mean, there was definitely issues with him and Chevy Chase for a little bit, but they became good friends and played poker together. It was a poker game with Steve Martin, Neil Simon, Chevy Chase, and they hung out together. But there were sketches that Dana Carvey played Johnny Carson, and those upset Johnny. And that was one of the factors that caused him to retire in 1992.
So in 1992, how old were you? Were you 14 or 15?
I was 16 when Johnny retired May 22nd, 92. I remember exactly where I was that Friday night in Hershey. Yeah.
And so did you watch it with your dad?
I was actually at a party and everyone else was listening to music and doing other stuff. And I was just in the corner watching it on a small TV.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's my existence. And I think I had it on videotape on VHS back then. And I would just watch it over and over again, the final show.
That's pretty funny. And so, so you take it upon yourself, like, okay, so there's not a lot of information out there about Johnny Carson. Yeah. Damn it. I'm going to write it. I'm just going to write this book. And, because there wasn't a lot of information, how did you get the information for this book?
Well, I started with a podcast for 8 years, and I had no idea that everybody would want to talk to me. I originally interviewed somebody that directed a PBS American Masters special on Johnny Carson, and I told him about my idea to do a podcast, and he's like, tell everyone I endorse you. I said, who should I have on my podcast? He's like, here's Carl Reiner's home phone number.
Oh,
do you want
God.
Doc Severinsen's cell phone number? Before I know it, I mean, I'm in Mel Brooks' office in Culver City. I'm talking to everyone from Michael J. Fox to Jimmy Buffett. Everybody wanted to talk. I could not believe the doors that opened. I mistakenly picked the right thing. It was a happy accident. And before I knew it, 400 people I talked to, and then I had the idea for this book. And it just was my curiosity, and I had no idea.
Was it because he was beloved by the entertainment industry?
Yeah. Oh, yes. 100%. Like for Jimmy Buffett, for example, his people were like, he said that he was excited to talk to me. And I was like, Mr. Buffett, why would you be excited to talk to me? He said, Mark, in my entire career, no one has ever asked me about Johnny Carson. And it was the biggest break of my career, that and opening up for the Eagles. And it was like people talking about a college experience where they had so much fun and they never get to talk about it in detail. So people would constantly be thanking me for doing this. And they all, I would say almost without fail, so many of them would say, I love Johnny Carson, hence the title of the book, Love Johnny Carson.
So when you do that many interviews, how do you possibly whittle that down to a book that's not, you know, Lord of the Rings length?
What I did is I was very overwhelmed. So I reached out to six potential authors that were extremely successful. Four of them I didn't know. And one of them was this gentleman who I ended up working with, David Ritz. And David did books one-on-one with everyone from Ray Charles to Don Rickles to Paul Schaefer. So he's done 65 books. So David is doing a third book right now with Willie Nelson. So David and I just started talking. We didn't know each other. And David just thought it was very intrigued that I had all these interviews, and we just went to work, and he's the one that got us the publishing deal and with Penguin Random House at Dutton Books, and that's how it all happened.
And by the way, I guess I should have mentioned this earlier. So this book is available on Amazon, but it's available everywhere the books are sold, correct?
Yeah, it's so freaky going to the bookstores and it's there. It's available everywhere. And David helped me whittle down the book, but people have been really nice. Whoopi Goldberg today actually did a shout out on The View, and they did a book giveaway, which was really cool.
That's awesome. How'd you get that?
I actually emailed the executive producer of The View. He worked at Letterman, and I worked at Letterman for a while, and we didn't work together, but we were acquaintances and friendly acquaintances, and he was really nice. I told him it was Johnny Carson's 100th birthday today, which is true, and he arranged for them to do a book giveaway. So power of asking, you never know.
That's cool. I mean, my co-host Katie has a saying, no asking, no Getty. She says that all the time.
That is the absolute truth with everything I've done. I can't believe the asking, how it's true, but I'm glad the View thing happened. That was really, really nice to have Whoopi Goldberg say my name. I used to work on her sitcom. She doesn't remember me. She didn't remember me, but that's okay. But she's very...
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Very nice.
I do have to say, it is really weird. I haven't posted it yet, but I'm going to post it. But I went into my local Barnes & Noble here in California, and I saw your book, and I took a picture with it and be like, this is a surreal moment where a friend of mine from high school's book is just being sold at Barnes & Noble. Again, to reiterate, I'm super proud of
thank you,
what you've accomplished, man. It's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, right back at you. Everything that you're doing, it's so much fun following you on Instagram and just your adventures and your longevity in radio. I mean, it says a lot about you.
Thanks, man. Are you... One thing I know from watching shows right now, especially shows like The Daily Show or Real Time with Bill Maher, or anything like that, they often have people on that are you know, trying to promote their book. And you'd think, well, those are political shows, or maybe the news like CNN, politics. What does a book like Love, Johnny Carson have anything to do with that? Well, now it has a lot to do with that. So, like, do you have any plans to go on any of these shows as a late night expert to weigh in on the historical context for what's happening now with, you know, the attack on late night?
Yeah, it's very strange. Like, I had a day job. I worked on the Colbert Report with Stephen Colbert for 3 years and 8 months, so I know everybody over there. They all know about the book, and they all know me, but I haven't been invited, and I tried to get booked on all the late-night shows for my book, but it's just so hard. I mean, right now, it's for most of the late-night shows, it's all about just Instagram followings and just A-list celebrities, so it's not going to happen, but hey, that's all good.
All right, well... You just tell us who we can, me and everybody listening, tell us who we can email and we'll mobilize.
Oh, thanks.
But what is
we'll
your what,
see. Who knows?
Well, they're missing out then. So like I'll ask the question. Yeah. So what is your opinion and take? Like, have we ever lived through anything like this before?
Oh, with late night? No. I just think that everything has changed. You know, there's never been less people watching network TV, and every year it just goes down and down in terms of the viewership. And I think the metrics have just absolutely changed. Byron Allen, if anybody has found a model, he's buying airtime on CBS and airing his own late night show after Colbert right now.
Wow.
And Byron is like, I think he might be even a billionaire by now. He's an unbelievable mogul, but just he's able to just do things on the very cheaper scale. And I think that that's the way that things are probably going to go. But it's really, really unfortunate. I never thought somebody that was number one in their time slot in late night would get canceled or their show ended. But it just shows you where the times are.
Did Johnny Carson ever face any kind of political pressure?
He sometimes would make fun of administration. Well, he made fun of every president.
Well, yeah, you have
definitely
to.
Definitely Nancy Reagan called the show twice and tried to get some of the jokes to stop. Gerald Ford's administration was upset. Johnny really felt his job was to make fun of anybody who was in power, anybody he felt was a hypocrite. And he, the notion that he wasn't political is completely inaccurate. But yeah, he definitely would get mail from viewers that were convinced he was, you know, if it was a Democrat like Jimmy Carter in president, they would be convinced that he was a Republican, and then vice versa. I mean, it was just he hammered everybody.
Do you think we're ever going to get anybody like Johnny Carson again?
I don't know if it's possible. I really hope so. The guy was so likable, and he was just meant to do this. I mean, the guy's been off the air for 32 years, and still, when they do polls about who the greatest late night host of all time is, he always comes in number one. It's remarkable after 32 years of not being on that people just miss him so much. I don't know how I hope late night continues. I don't know if it would work. They tried with John Mulaney on Netflix.
Yeah. But, did you watch it?
I'm not really sure what's going to, I watched a little bit. I mean, it was different. It was good. I know that the numbers were not what Netflix was expecting. What did you think of it?
I think John Mulaney's one of the funniest stand-ups working today. And I felt it felt like he wasn't doing his best material, and it felt like it wasn't a well thought out and even a worsely executed show. You know, like, I don't know. I wanted more from it. And it was a shame. Maybe if he had better showrunners and writers, I'm not sure, but maybe you're right. Maybe it's just that streaming is just, it's a weird forum for late night.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to work. I think that I can see them trying something with it, but the days of 15 million, 10 million people watching late night with Johnny Carson, I don't think that'll happen again. I can't see it, but it's really tough for people's jobs, especially like my friends at Colbert. I guess they've 7 more months left, something like that, but
yeah.
I have no idea what's going to happen, but network television, I mean, I worked in network television when it was still, you know, the money was flowing left and right. It was unbelievable the power that how much they were making. And then just every year it just started to shrink and shrink. And now just it's just the model just doesn't work anymore.
I mean, I think that's the landscape of almost everything in media now. Like, I mean, I work in radio and radio has been fractured and watered down, and I think the democratization of media, I'm sure at first it probably seemed like a really good idea. And I think what we're finding now is it was probably, I don't know, the beginning of the end for entertainment as we know it. And so,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm saying that you know, obviously as a broadcaster, so people would probably be like, well, you wouldn't say that if you didn't work for a company that gave you the opportunity, like podcasting, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I hear that argument. I understand that argument, but like, take a look around. Are we better? Like, is the Joe Rogan show really a better answer to, you know, radio than what we have? Is like some YouTuber a better answer to like what we had for television shows, you know, 20 years ago? My answer is no, but maybe I'm a relic. I don't know. Maybe I'm just an artifact when it comes to that.
I mean, it's certainly anybody with a phone can create content, and it's given people more careers and more jobs, but it's definitely harder to stand out. And there's just so much noise everywhere. But I miss the days like Anchorman, for example, with Will Ferrell. That whole thing was based on back in the 70s and even the 80s. You know, a local anchor person or a radio person could go to open up a grocery store, and thousands of people would show up just to see that local celebrity.
Totally.
And the power that had is something I miss.
Yeah.
I remember growing up listening to like Bruce Bond on Wink 104 in Pennsylvania when we grew up, and he was like a rock star. I mean, it was unbelievable, the power of the local TV back then. And I do miss that.
Yeah, no, I do too. Anyway, Mark, your book, Love Johnny Carson, is available wherever you get books now, online and in stores. I'm super proud of you.
Thanks, my friend, right back at you.
I'm excited to read your book. And like you said, Johnny Carson was one of the biggest entertainers of all time. There's very little information out there about him. And I firmly believe that one day a movie will be made from your book as a source material. I just have a feeling it's going
to
happen.
That's so nice of you to say. We'll see. I mean, there's definitely lots of drama, and my whole book is reveals of stuff that people don't know. So we'll see what happens. And by the way, I did the audio book over 5 days. I recorded, so that's on Audible as well if people want. But it's so good hearing your voice, Gavin. Thanks for being so nice and supportive. I'm grateful I know you, and this is nice.
Absolutely, Mark. Take care.
Take care, my friend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd.
They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.